Jesus said in the Gospel of John that when the Holy Spirit came, he would bear witness to Jesus. That is, Jesus said he will testify about me. Well, how does the Holy Spirit do that? He testifies about Jesus through the mouths of those who are filled with the Spirit. And this is what happened on that day of Pentecost. When the Holy Spirit came down in such a mighty way, Peter stood up and he began speaking about Jesus. This is our message. Jesus is the source of life. Jesus is the source of salvation. Jesus is the only hope for the world and the only way to God. Jesus. Jesus the Christ. Jesus of Nazareth. Listen to what Peter said. He began to speak to them about Jesus, and he said, the Holy Spirit has been poured out upon us. And then he said this about Jesus. It's found in Acts, the 2nd chapter, the 22nd verse. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the middle of you, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and killed, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David speaks concerning him, I saw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because you will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You shall make me full of joy with your countenance. This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. You see, this is our message to the world. Jesus Christ is alive. He was raised from the dead. He sits at the right hand of the Father. And if we have faith in him, we will be saved. Our sins will be forgiven. And we will have a home in heaven. This is what we rest upon as Christians every day, that we have this salvation, that we have Jesus. We've received his Spirit. We've received of the Holy Spirit. And now, we are proclaiming his name throughout the world. Let's pray. Father, it is with great joy and gladness that I say I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. Help me to follow him today. Help me to abide by his words today. And help me to speak his name with respect today. And tell someone else about the wonderful glories of being a follower of Jesus Christ that we call Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.